Before you buy a smart TV, check the ads tracking and update policy. A TV is not just a screen anymore. It can also be an operating system, an ad platform, a streaming device, an account hub, and sometimes a data collection device. That does not make every smart TV a bad purchase, but it does mean the cheapest large screen on sale may come with trade-offs that are easy to miss in the store. The main question is not just how good is the picture. It is also, what will the TV show you on the home screen? What viewing data can it collect? How long will the apps keep working? And how easy is it to reset or control later? Here's the bottom line. A smart TV can be a good value, especially if you want built-in streaming apps and do not want another box plugged into the HDMI port. The catch is that many smart TV features depend on software, accounts, privacy settings, app support, and manufacturer policies that can change after purchase. The safest approach is to judge the TV as both a display and a connected device. Before buying, check the TV platform, privacy controls, app support history, update policy, and whether you would still be happy using it with an external streaming stick if the built-in software becomes slow, cluttered, or unsupported. Here are the risks. The home screen may become part of the product you are buying. Many smart TVs now place recommendations, sponsored content, free streaming channels, or promotional rows directly in the interface. You may be able to limit personalization, reset an advertising ID, or change some privacy settings, but that is different from removing every ad-like placement or recommendation from the operating system. Google TV, for example, lets users reset or delete the advertising ID from the TV's privacy settings, while also noting that apps may still send personalized ads. Amazon's Fire TV privacy settings also separate device usage data, app usage data, and interest-based advertising controls. These settings are useful, but they show the larger point. The TV interface is not just a neutral input selector. It is software that can be adjusted, updated, and monetized after you bring it home. This is especially important for people who want a quiet, simple TV experience. A great screen can still feel frustrating if the home screen is busy, slow, or packed with recommendations you did not ask for. If you mostly watch cable, antenna TV, Blu-ray discs, or a separate streaming box, make sure the TV can start cleanly on the input you prefer and does not force you through the smart interface every time. Viewing data settings deserve more attention than most people give them. Some smart TVs use automatic content recognition, often called ACR, to identify what is playing on the screen. Depending on the brand and settings, this can involve content from built-in apps, live TV, or devices connected through HDMI. The exact policy varies by TV platform, model, country, and whether the feature is turned on. Samsung describes ACR as an optional feature on certain Samsung smart TVs that can provide more relevant features and services when enabled. Roku's smart TV experience settings control features such as more ways to watch, and Roku explains that the setting can be managed under privacy, then smart TV experience. Vizio's viewing data supplement says users can change viewing data settings in the Vizio OS settings menu, and that turning it off will not affect the performance of the Vizio OS product or online services. It also says disabling viewing data does not limit separate activity data collection through the Vizio OS product, so this setting should not be treated as a full privacy off switch. The concern is not theoretical. In 2017, the Federal Trade Commission announced a settlement with Vizio over allegations that the company collected viewing histories from 11 million smart TVs without consumers' knowledge or consent. That case does not mean every current smart TV is doing the same thing, and privacy rules and disclosures have changed since then. It does show why the privacy setup screen is not something to click through casually. App support can end before the screen stops working. A TV screen can last longer than the software experience built into it. Streaming apps, operating systems, and platform requirements change over time. When support ends, the TV may still work as a screen, but a favorite built-in app may stop launching, stop updating, or disappear from the supported list. Sony posted a notice saying the Netflix app would no longer be supported on some 2014 Bravia televisions starting July 24, 2024. That is a useful real-world example because nothing about the physical screen necessarily failed. The limitation came from app support ending on older hardware. This matters most when someone buys an older smart TV used, chooses a clearance model, or expects the built-in apps to last as long as the display. A streaming stick or box can often extend the useful life of the screen, but that adds another purchase and another remote. If the TV is already expensive, it is worth asking how much of the price is going toward picture quality versus software features that may age faster. Software updates can improve the TV, but they can also change the experience. Updates are part of owning a smart TV. They may fix bugs, add features, improve performance, or patch security issues. They may also change parts of the interface or feature behavior over time, depending on the platform and update. Roku, for instance, publishes Roku OS software release notes and describes operating system updates as part of the platform experience. That kind of ongoing support can be valuable, but it also means the TV you buy is not frozen in the exact state you saw on the showroom floor. The best question is not simply whether the TV gets updates, it is whether the manufacturer clearly explains updates, whether the TV still lets you control privacy settings after updates, and whether the platform has a track record of keeping older models usable. Used smart TVs can carry account and privacy baggage. A used smart TV is not like a used bookshelf. It may have someone's apps, saved settings, account links, payment setup, viewing preferences, Wi-Fi details, or parental control settings still attached. A proper reset matters for both the seller and the person taking the TV home. Roku says a factory reset erases most data from the device, unlinks it from the Roku account, removes apps and account information, and returns it to a state ready for initial setup. LG says confirming a factory reset will delete account settings, installed apps, and passwords. Samsung also provides reset steps for its TVs. For used device shoppers, a reset is not just a convenient step. It is part of verifying that the TV is not still tied to the previous owner's accounts and that you can set it up cleanly with your own privacy choices. Here are the red flags and when to walk away. The seller cannot show that the TV has been factory reset. The TV is an older smart model being sold mainly for its built-in streaming apps. You cannot find the model's support page, manuals, or software information. The TV platform does not offer clear privacy controls for ads, viewing data, or ACR. The home screen is already slow, cluttered, or hard to navigate in the store. A key app you need is missing, outdated, or listed as unsupported on that model. The seller will not let you test basic display, input, remote, reset, or setup functions before payment. The price only looks good because the TV is large, not because the software and support are acceptable. You would be unhappy if you had to use a separate streaming box within a year or two. Here's the pre-purchase checklist. Search the exact model number, not just the screen size or series name. Check which smart TV platform it uses: Roku TV, Google TV, Fire TV, Tizen, WebOS, Vizio OS, or another system. Look for privacy settings related to ACR, viewing data, interest-based ads, advertising ID, and app usage data. Confirm that your must-have apps are available on that specific model and platform. Check whether the TV can start on your preferred HDMI input or antenna input. Look up the manufacturer's support page for manuals, software updates, and reset instructions. For used TVs, require a factory reset before payment. Check whether the remote has dedicated app buttons you do not want or cannot remap. Assume you may eventually need an external streaming device, and factor that into the real price. Do not treat smart features as permanent unless the manufacturer clearly supports them. Here's the final takeaway. Most new TVs are smart TVs now, so the smart part is not just an extra feature you can ignore. It is part of what you are buying. The apps, ads, privacy settings, update policy, reset process, and backup streaming options can all affect how the TV feels after it is on your wall. You may not be able to avoid buying a smart TV. You can avoid buying one without knowing what comes with it.